B-Pod Studios.
But now it is time for What's Brewing with Jen, as she spans the globe for glorious stories. What do you have today, Jen?
All right, so remember, I don't know, maybe this is just me. Remember back in the day, maybe 8 years ago, I thought Aaron Rodgers was super cute, successful, great quarterback, blah, 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 all that. Now I just think he's a plain out weirdo. Am I alone on that?
I've been thinking he's a weirdo. I've been thinking he's a weirdo for a couple of years, unfortunately. He's going
like off the deep end.
He's going Nicolas Cage on us.
Yeah, I mean, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
He's Kyrie Irving of football.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there that's it is. Perfect. Yep.
But I hope you're not attacking the look, though, because the hair.
No,
and
his flow is great.
You guys are, you know.
He still is very handsome, you know.
Just making sure the hair was okay.
Nope, the hair is perfectly fine.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. So, evidently, he says that a psychedelic drug is the key to his recent success. I don't know how to pronounce this plant. I've heard of it before. Ayahuasca plant?
Yeah, I've only read it because I see people online talking about doing their thing, that they did this and it opened their mind and stuff.
How is
like
this
that.
Legal?
No, it's legal.
It's legal, but it is a psychedelic drug. I looked it up. It's a South American psychoactive brew used both socially and ceremonially in a spiritual sense among indigenous people of the Amazon basin. But it is growing in Western society. There are churches that are building around people mm-hmm. coming to the church, and then you drink the brew and you kind of, it is a psychedelic thing.
It's one of those y'all things.
And I picture like a teepee, like him sitting in a tent with a fire inside and like a sweat box
that's
almost
what they
type
do.
Thing
no, that's
and drinking. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then,
really?
Yeah.
But it's controlled to where you don't, you know, you can't go run off into the woods or something
that.
It's controlled, but he said that he learned about it when he was with Danica Patrick.
Of course.
Right? And now we've kind of seen her kind of go off the deep end a little bit too.
She talks about all these medical conditions now. I had to block her on Instagram. She talks about medical conditions that don't exist.
They just don't exist.
They don't exist.
Maybe they were perfect for each other. Maybe they need to get back together.
They'll get the old thing back.
So Aaron Rodgers said that the drug, it taught him to unconditionally love myself, and says that it led to the best season of his career.
No lie.
I wonder how many times he's done it.
There's somebody on TV that does a show on HGTV that claimed that they had been in therapy for anxiety for years, like a decade. They said they did this thing one time, and it cured it.
What?
One time.
I would try it for that.
A blonde woman from HGTV said this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One time and solved everything.
All the anxiety went away? I would try it for that.
Allegedly.
Would you try it, Ty?
Hell no.
I really don't need to.
That is for y'all.
I don't need to see flying elephants. And stuff.
I don't either. I don't like that kind of stuff. But if it would take all my anxiety away and I didn't have to go to therapy every week, I would do it.
All right.
I can't argue with that over there. I mean, if you're telling me I sacrifice the flying object, whatever, but I get rid of the anxiety, maybe it's worth
it. How long does it last?
A couple hours, I think.
Oh, wow.
But apparently the fix in the brain, they claim, is forever.
Can you imagine if your brain's really messed up? You're going to be spinning all over the place for a while.
Hours. I need to be in a straitjacket at that point.
Me too, probably.
Just tie me up.
Yeah,
I wonder if it would get rid of my sleep problems. I would do it a million times if it gave me eight or nine hours of sleep.
Aaron will help you out.
My new bud. All right, let's go to Florida. A scuba diving operator and underwater photographer has evidently befriended a 15-foot tiger shark that he's named Emma. I love
your
reaction.
Is there any photos from that story?
There are no photos. I'm sure he has photos of the shark itself.
No. The person who's best friend with the shark. I bet you this is another y'all story.
Oh, so
we don't
you
do
think
this.
It's a white man?
We don't do this.
He says that sharks are affectionate, and he wants to show the world that they're not evil. They're more like, quote, dogs of the sea.
I won't even go in the water.
Here's the tough thing.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody did say, when I used the term, like, teeth hug, apparently there are some times when sharks hurt people, they are just curious. But they don't have arms or anything, so they do think that there's possibility that some of shark attacks are like literally like it's a teeth hug. But the problem is it ruptures our like
they're too strong.
Organs.
Problem is you're in their house,
right?
When you go in there, thank you.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's some that are aggressive, but apparently sometimes they really are going, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" The problem is your arm's gone.
If I can't see my feet, I don't belong in there.
Oh, all right. Well,
I didn't
this
go too far out in Miami last time.
And that water's pretty clear.
I'm scared.
Really?
I don't want to die that way. I cannot be the first black person to die from a shark attack. I refuse.
Oh, I meant to look that up one day.
Are you serious?
I don't know literally, but I'm pretty sure. Have you ever heard? I've heard. I don't want to be the first black person to die from a shark attack. I refuse.
You don't want to be the Jackie Robinson of that.
The Jackie Robinson of too many things.
Well, this guy says that he's pulled several hooks from the shark's jaws over the last 20 years, and that's how they befriended each other, and that they communicate with hand gestures and close encounters.
I actually kind of buy that to a point.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't actually try to get in there and actually, like, really say, oh, come here, buddy.
So you're telling me he waves at the shark and the shark's all happy about it?
No, the shark might come up and say, oh, you're the person to help me.
I recognize you.
Yeah, I could do that. That doesn't mean the shark wouldn't kill him if he got hungry.
Right.
I'm just saying, I bet you the shark might recognize him and go, hey, that guy, I was in pain. That guy did something and I'm not in pain anymore.
I just don't get how you even get to that point.
Yeah,
right?
How does that happen?
Well, Shark Week just passed. I watched every show.
I watch that stuff, but I'm not going in there.
I don't blame you. And what happened to the harpoons? I want to be on Shark Week, and if the shark actually gets too close, pa-boom with the harpoon. Y'all use that for research.
I'm not a big... I'm more of a Wicked Tuna than I am a Shark Week guy. I like the catching of the... When you go harpoon, I'm thinking of stabbing the tuna.
We talked about that. It's gotten a little stale lately.
It's okay,
when they go to North Carolina and stuff, that's done.
All right, fellas, bring it back. So we're going to go to Iceland. Now, this is the perfect example of stupid Americans. They call us... That's what they call us. We're stupid American tourists anywhere outside of the United States, and we do deserve it, especially for this. In Iceland, some onlookers were at a volcano that was erupting. It wasn't... They didn't have to keep people away. There was lava spewing. You could get close to it. It wasn't going to burn you, you know, within being a couple feet. But what did some American tourists do in Iceland? They brought marshmallows, and they roasted marshmallows in the lava at a volcano that was actively erupting. There were kids there.
It's got to be a little gaseous tasting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can't taste good. That stuff smells so bad.
So I actually just went on an active volcano when I was in Greece in Santorini. We walked up the whole entire thing. Saw no s'mores, though. I mean, that's actually kind of... I actually think that I'm intrigued by that story.
See, this is y'all's problem.
What?
That's y'all's problem.
It's smart.
That's why y'all died the way that y'all died.
No, because I went all the way up there.
It can't be good for you to eat that.
Exactly. Thank you.
I went all the way up there, and I wasn't rewarded with anything but a cool sight. If you tell
that's
me
that's all you deserve.
That's all you need.
You should have brought a skillet and a steak.
No.
Now, that is more likely. If it's my own skillet that I brought from home,
that's right.
It's safe.
It's still going to taste bad.
No, it's not. It's in the
now
skillet.
You sear that thing right quick. And you pull that thing out of there.
It smells
nice and rare on the inside.
Let me say that the United States Geological Survey says, please don't do this, Hunter. So don't go doing it.
Yes. Thank you, Jen.
You're
welcome.
That
was fantastic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.